It's Thursday, the 3rd of July, and I'm Tonatakadila with your 5 p.m. news. Cabinet ministers who've submitted their 100-day reports will now have to appear before Prime Minister Leang Gurare and a panel of experts to account for their progress. The review forms part of efforts to increase transparency and prepare for new performance agreements. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo weighs in.
Performance management is not a punishment. It is supposed to be a reflection on performance. And if it is to achieve desired outcome, then there must be honesty in the process. If the Right Honourable Prime Minister is thinking about inviting other people without vested interest, then it will improve the system. And the idea is not to punish. The idea is to determine performance at that time and also to discuss how, if there are lack of progress on some actions, how they could be accelerated.
Switzerland's Edelweiss Air will launch a direct flight between Zurich and Windhoek starting 1 June 2026. The biweekly service is expected to increase tourism and improve Namibia's connectivity with Europe. Hospitality Association of Namibia CEO Gitta Petold says the route is a welcome development for the sector.
Switzerland is a very important market for Namibia. It's one of our key markets in Central Europe and the German-speaking European cluster as such. So connection twice weekly connections is very good. Will not only service the Swiss market, but the surrounding southern European market as well. It's a very valuable addition. We're very happy about that. And are now eagerly awaiting other news in terms of other airlines, international airlines such as Air France and Turkish Airways, to also their money where their mouths were. There were discussions already in place, and we are working on clinching more of these lucrative deals, which will mean that tourism has space to grow because air access is basically our key catalyst for tourism growth.
Meanwhile, hundreds of flights coming in and out of France have been cancelled due to an air traffic controller's strike. The disruption will last for 2 days and is a result of a dispute with managers.
It's mostly European short-haul flights that are affected by the industrial action, with departures from Paris's three airports to destinations like Munich and Milan cancelled. Most long-haul services to places like Dubai and New York are running as normal. The walkout comes at the start of the normally busy summer season in Europe, when millions of people across the continent are travelling for vacation. Ross Cullen, Paris.
A Ugandan military helicopter deployed with the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia crashed at Mogadishu Airport on Wednesday, killing 5 passengers, a Ugandan military spokesperson said. Reuters reports that the helicopter crash landed at Mogadishu's international airport just before touchdown. And Action SA has called on government and the Ministry of Police to protect whistleblowers. It follows the murder of the head of corporate and forensic audits in the city of Ekurhuleni, Mpho Mafole, in Kempton Park. Action SA's Michael Bash.
Action SA stands in solidarity with the many ethical public servants who continue to serve under increasingly dangerous and uncertain conditions, and will continue to advocate for a South Africa in which all forms of corruption, political patronage, and profiteering have been eradicated from public and private life.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.